With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to cut a deal or open the Strait of Hormuz from yesterday to today. The president says it's the last time.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah.
That was the president extending his deadline last night. It is the latest in several deadline delays. The president warns that without a deal, quote, hell will rain down on them. He threatens the end of the Iranian civilization. Russia and China have vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at reopening the strait. That resolution was sponsored by Bahrain. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Hungary today in a bid to turn the tide of an election campaign where long-serving Prime Minister and Trump ally Viktor Orban is trailing in the polls.
I want to help as much as I possibly can the Prime Minister as he faces this election season, which I believe is happening in just about a week, the election to elect the next Prime Minister of Hungary.
And after an historic trip around the moon, the Artemis II is on its way back home.
Don't forget to enjoy the view.
Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell in a wake-up message for the Artemis II astronauts recorded 2 months before his death last August.
Houston copies.
Later.
We'll see you on the other side.
This exchange between NASA Mission Control and the Orion capsule.
We will see you on the other side.
At that point, they were headed for the far side of the moon, temporarily out of contact as they shattered the distance record set by Lovell's Apollo 13 in 1970, more than 250,000 miles from Earth. And using the same maneuver to put the astronauts on course back home to Earth. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is SRN News. Life in recent decades in Iraq has been very difficult for Christian believers there trying to practice their faith. As Michael Harrington reports, things are getting no better.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in India are making it harder for foreign NGOs, including Christian ones, to operate. They've added amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, designed to strangle Christian ministries that depend on funding from the U.S. and other countries. It's just the latest move by the country's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party that's made no secret of its plans to promote Hinduism. This is SRN News. Michigan emerges as this year's March Madness champion, a convincing win over UConn, but the Wolverines had to do it without one of their typical high-scoring performances. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliot Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player. It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caravan's 17 points paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down 235 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.